to all the blacksmiths.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Just keep going in order?
Yep.
Okay. Case number 2, 21-875. Okay, counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Matthew Reed. I represent the issuing authority, the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this matter. With me is Officer Ballou of the Waterbury Police Department as my witness.
B-A-L-L-O-U. Thank you. Okay, sir and ma'am, I know you walked in the middle. I don't know if you heard this, but you can't, he can remain anonymous, so you don't have to tell us his name.
But he also, did he take the oath?
He took the oath,
he
yeah.
did, okay.
Yep, they both did.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you understand that? Okay. Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Certainly. The appellant's permit was revoked as a result of an incident that occurred on February 14th, 2021. When he reported the theft of a firearm from the unlocked center console of a vehicle. As a result of the incident, an arrest warrant was prepared, charging him with unsafe storage of a firearm. And as of relatively recently, that warrant was still active. So perhaps we'll turn to the appellant to see if that's currently an active warrant or perhaps it's already been disposed of in court.
Okay. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement? Could you please speak up? So,
I used to have a problem locking a car. So I was at somebody's house, or like a little party, kids was around. So I put my gun in the car for like an hour or two. When I left, I reported it stolen. So I checked, and it wasn't there, so I reported my gun stolen.
Okay.
They making it seem like I just left my car unlocked.
Sir, was the warrant ever served on you?
No. I went to the police station.
Oh. Interesting.
Did you say yes or no? I'm sorry.
He said no.
So there's an active warrant for your arrest right now.
For what?
Someone checked that.
That's why I
are
asked.
You able to check that?
Wait.
I just checked my name. Other than a warrant.
Yeah, he just checked his name and called down there, and there wasn't no warrant for his arrest. And what was the warrant?
I just want to see if there's an outstanding warrant, because...
What did he do?
I believe as of last week, it was confirmed with our Protective Bureau that he has the hard copy warrant.
Oh.
Then who does?
We do, our department.
And it wasn't collected?
Yes.
What was the warrant for, may I ask?
I don't know.
He's never been in trouble.
It was, for this case, improper storage of a pistol or a weapon.
Well, sure. Sir, if there is, in fact, an active warrant, do you understand your Fifth Amendment rights? So if there's a warrant, there's a chance you may be arrested at any moment.
For what?
Improper storage of a firearm, ma'am. And if you could allow me to speak. So you do have the right to remain silent. This is a public hearing, so any information that you give to us can be used against you in a court of law, against in any criminal proceeding against you. Do you understand that? Okay.
All right. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
To the attorney. This, I believe this event occurred in 2014. Why?
No.
It was 2014,
21. 21.
Oh, 21? Yeah. Okay. Okay. 2014, 2021.
Okay.
That answers my question. But let me just ask anyway.
Yes.
Why 2 years later, if there's an active warrant, why wouldn't the action have been taken on that? Why is it sitting there for 2 years?
That's a very good question. This was referred to my detective bureau, and they decided to issue a warrant.
That doesn't seem fair. To have it sit there for 2 years and
I guess...
And not take any action. I don't understand that. If it was compelling, why would you sit on it for 2 years?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Once the warrant is issued, we don't have the exact date the warrant was issued. However, once it's issued, the police department will oftentimes, they may send a letter to the defendant asking them to turn themselves in, or if they may actively try to seek out the defendant, and if they can't find them, then the warrant remains, as long as they actively continue to search, the warrant remains on file until it's served. And if he has not stopped or had, or there's no other reason for his name to have been run through by any police department to check for wants and warrants, then the warrant would remain active until such time as he serves it or the court decides to abandon the warrant.
It still seems very unusual to me. It doesn't seem like this gentleman would be hard to locate. He's here today. He's here with a family member.
I don't know what his history...
It just seems very odd to me.
Well,
it seems like something was amiss in Waterbury.
Dr. Conrad, it's not that unusual, to be all honest with you.
Well, then it's amiss all over the state.
Yeah,
I don't think it's fair.
Does the sergeant have something she'd like to add for the, where we are? We're trying to decide whether to move forward or not.
So you may not, that can be up to him. The case that would be moving forward is the case that the warrant is for, so.
So is there the warrant? So there's a file one?
It's a file five.
File five, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that's, I would assume up to him whether he wants to discuss the case at hand prior to.
Well, regardless, is someone going to serve the warrant?
Yeah, I mean, well, depending on what you guys are going to do, then we'll be here until you make a decision.
Is there anything I can say? I'm just letting...
No, ma'am.
No, he's over 18, so he's an adult.
This is great.
All right, so I'm going to point out just for the record again, there's... You also have the right to consult with counsel, so if you want to step out and give a call to a lawyer before you speak to us, we'll pass the case for till the next case, if you'd like to do that. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to pass this case and go on to the next case.
So that means to call a lawyer now?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what's going on. We would have...
Well, yes.
I would...
He has Fifth Amendment rights. There's an active warrant. There's a large chance he's not... He's going to get served the warrant. So I don't want him testifying against himself at this point.
Yeah, so they'll figure it out.
Yep, so why don't you pass and...
An attorney you can actually call today, or do you want to ask for a postponement to research this?
Can we postpone it till we talk to the lawyer? I mean...
We're just passing the case till the next case, yep. The case will be called next.
Yep.
Well, they're going to...
Yeah, yes, please.
Let them move forward with their business.
Yep.